Roughly how many cases a year in the United States are there of cancer of unknown primary?
About 50,000. It's not rare.
50,000?
Yes, and let me clarify that. Probably a third to a half of those are called something else. For example, when a patient has liver metastasis and has an elevated CA19-9, a marker associated with pancreatic cancer, pancreas is absolutely normal. Half the time or more on that death certificate, it will say pancreatic cancer.
50,000 cases.
50,000, right. And I see myself two new patients a week with that diagnosis that, you know, come to me, sent to me.
And of the 50,000, how many are adeno?
It's about 70 to 80% are adeno. And then the majority, the rest of them, are poorly differentiated carcinoma. They're not differentiated into glandular formation.
And again, looking at the spectrum there, how many present with one site as opposed to multiple sites?
A minority present with one site, but they do better. It's not rare. Again, in any oncologist practice, they don't see that many of these patients. Many that they do see over the years, they often call something else.
50,000, that's a major disease. It's way more cases than a whole lot of other things we spend a lot of time on.
It's a major disease. You look at most tumor registries, it's like 2% of all cancer. And it varies from 2 to 5%. Listed, that's listed diagnosis. This is not one group of patients. This is a heterogeneous group that several of these patients, subgroups or subsets, are highly treatable. So you really have to think about that phenomenon when you see these patients rather than it's not the same as a melanoma, for instance, which is more homogeneous.